It's show time. Here, how you doing? How you doing?
I am great. I'm
good.
Showtime.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's good to be talking. Listen, that's Dave. You know what just drives me crazy? You know what I got to complain about?
What you got to complain about?
Technology. I am so burned out with technology. You know, I was sitting up listening to this, watching this show called The Day the Earth Stood, and it's about...
What was it about?
They was thinking that we were so out of control. I'm here for it. He says, I'm here to save the earth. You know, I'm here to save the earth.
Oh.
And put down all technology, everything, and made everybody start over.
Okay? Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah, because you know what? That's one of my gripes. Now, the other gripe I got, come on, let's go in the store, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, lady, how much is this?
What you want to buy?
Wait a minute, stop looking at me like I'm stupid.
What you want to buy?
Oh, man. Okay, go in the store and then...
We trying to ask a question.
Man, and I know this lady's just trying to make her money, but my goodness, not at my expense. Anyway, lady, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you?
I'm good. How much...
That one, $5.
$5? God dang, this lady.
And I'm just tired of things that's going skyrocketing. You know, I used to get this same candy bar for a nickel. Now you done put an extra rose on it, and it's still the same candy. Matter of fact, it's smaller.
Man.
This one's special from Europe. You can't find anywhere else. You find here.
Oh, special from
when they start making Hershey's in Europe, okay? That's what's wrong. See, that's my other complaint. Everything getting made someplace else, and it ain't being made around here, okay?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How much is this milk right here?
Milk is $6.
$6?
$6?
Man.
This one is special milk.
Do the cow come with it?
No cow.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
This is crazy.
You got to be getting rich up in here. I bet you that's your Benz over there in the driveway, huh?
No, that's my husband.
Where he at? Never mind.
Okay. Hey, you know what else I hate, though? Now, you probably noticed I'm a big dude. I really am not the little teeny tiny seats that they put on the airplane. And then they got to wait till everybody get all full before you can get to going, okay?
And then they had the nerve to tell you bag on there with you. I mean,
$5 for the extra bag, okay? I hate gas lines, and I think gas is no longer 29 cents. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Gas used to be 29 cents.
Where have you been?
See? And you know what? It don't take that much to be pumping the oil out the ground and give it to us.
See, that's that technology. That's what's making these prices go up so ridiculous.
You know what else I could about, though, I really am not cool with?
What?
Some people only want to talk to you if you got degrees.
Mm.
You know, they kind of funny acting. Hey, Miss Clerk, what kind of degree you got to be selling these chips in the store?
Degree? What do you mean?
Well, did you go to school to learn how to sell a chip?
School? No. No time for school. Must make money.
Oh, man, okay.
And you sure is making money with
See,
these high prices.
Hand over glove. Anyway, you know, this is just my day to supposed to be a real positive person. I like to complain something to complain about.
And I'm so tired of just having to go to this shop to get my hair done. You know the weeds nowadays? The hair has went up so much, and
okay,
then they
right.
don't even give you a lot of hair.
Let's go to the swap meet.
All right, let's go.
Hey, lady, my girl needs some hair.
What kind of hair do you want?
I need that Indian. I need the wave, the Indian wave.
How much?
For you, $50.
Dang!
$50? Do the horse come with it?
Is that one track? How long?
Oh,
how
my
many
God.
Inches is that? How many inches?
How many inches do you want?
I need 20 inches because, you know, I need my hair flowing like Beyonce.
Oh. That's going to cost you.
How much?
It's going to cost you.
You need to speak to my man right here and let him know how much it is.
You want me to look good? It's going to cost.
You know what? Back off in my day, sisters used to wear afros, and that was a whole lot cheaper. Why don't you go black now and just wear afro?
Shoot, even the afro hair. Shoot, I could get some of that. I could get some afro hair because, you know, my hair is a little bit too smooth.
You talking about buying an like, afro hair?
Yes.
You sell that too?
Sure. Sell everything you want.
Oh, man.
Yes. It's called nappy-centric hair. That's what it's called.
Nappy-centric hair. You got nappy-centric hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. What else you hate? We just bit in the day.
I also hate all this traffic. I mean, dang, how many babies is these people having nowadays? And then they want to get on the road when they 13 and 14 years old, don't even know how to drive, always flying by trying to swoop in front of me. That is so irritating. Not to mention, you know they don't have no license. But the police want to pull me over, though. And I'm doing the right stuff. And they want to pull me over just to say, where are you coming from? And then when they find out, oh, I was looking for somebody.
And that's legit. But you know what else I hate?
What?
They don't pull me over no more.
They don't?
Nah, I don't get pulled over.
That's a good thing.
As soon as I started growing gray hair, they like, oh, no, he ain't no threat to nobody no more. They just let me go. Okay? You know what else I hate, though?
What?
I hate it when your boss tell you, hey, look, it was supposed to be a 15-minute break, and you just a minute over. You know, you're like, okay, I did my 15 minutes. Now I'm on my way back. They like, you got to be right back in the spot.
Man.
What you going to do in 15 minutes?
That ain't no break.
You know, by the time you, wait a minute, the lunchroom is on the other side of the building, so it's going to take.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
CBS Radio, we love CBS Radio.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now
we're here with Fee Hewing. Fee, you like traveling or something?
I do. I love to travel.
Really?
One of my favorite things.
Traveling like a king or queen?
Sure.
But how you do that when you broke?
Well, it's all about knowing how to look for the deals, where to look for the deals, and how to work with your budget, basically.
Okay, well, that's another thing that I hate. Sometimes you get on a trip, and they told you it was going to cost you one thing, and then all of a sudden, it costs you something else.
Yeah.
Tell me you're not even more broke.
I know.
You know, as you talk about this traveling, I'm so glad that you are here with us. One of our co-hosts that Bill Hollow is calling, I'll try to make this conversation even more interesting because you girls get to chatting about your perspective. I'm looking to see if Mario's here. Mario, are you there? Let's try that again.
I'm here. The signal keeps cutting out. Are you catching me right now, my friend?
The glitch is here.
Okay. Al, are you here?
All right, well, let's keep trying. Okay. We're going to
Al, are you hearing me?
So we have I'm hearing you very well, Mario. There seems
okay,
to be a delay.
A little bit of trouble with the signal right now for whatever reason. Let me know if you can be hearing me clear.
Right.
And, of course, happy to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. As we go on, the only thing that I really want to take a look at is when you travel, do you sometimes try to travel like a king, but you're on a peasant's boat? We are just having way too much difficulty there. But we're going to keep on going. And, Mario, if you're out there, I need you to just go ahead and text me so our engineer, and we'll just give you some alternatives on how we can get you. But let's just keep the show going. I need to make the announcement is a couple of dynamic folks. One, the Southern California Foster Care Mentoring Network, who provides a mentoring program for youth in Southern California. Bridge Builders Network, and we were out of the other day. Actually, yesterday, when Darren Early came out as our keynote speaker, and before I continue on with the show, I got to get this one right because we had a tremendous amount of supporters who came out here to our show. The other one was our kids from D2S. These are young people who are determined to succeed and keep their seat in the classroom. We want to give a strong shout out to Brianna. Also, the medicine shop over in Cerritos that has been standing by us and trying to keep me healthy so I can continue to stay on the air and do what we do. Mm-hmm. Bank of America, who also came out along with California Credit Union, and they was fighting over customers. I don't know what all that was about, but I was just glad that they was there. I'm just kidding, okay? We also had our board of directors. They showed up in strong force. The Institute for Internal Medicine, Attracts, which is a tremendous hair product that's being made available for you folks who's losing your hair. And I see these ladies looking at me like, what happened to you? How come you didn't get it? Well, it was too late. They can't do nothing when you done lost it all. You just, hey, you better look for you got wigs, right? Okay, so we'll be able to deal with that a little bit later. Also, we had a lot of movie stars that came out, children actors, along with their parents and agents. We had fresh boys who were able to come out, and they put on a heck of a show.
Yes, they
weren't
did.
They?
Yes,
oh, my
they
goodness.
They were so cute.
And actually, and Miss Fee Ewing showed up out there. What did you think about our little event yesterday, Fee?
It was great. It was really great to see the community come out and support everybody.
Yeah, I just really cool. We got a lot more folks. Than we had anticipated, and we wanted to also our studio said, hey, you know what, we're going to find a slot for you so that you can put this thing on live for Saturday. And I thought that was really cool. You folks that are having a little difficulty being able to chime into us, it ain't the show. What it is sometimes you just got some bad spots in the city where they didn't put enough towers, and for whatever reason, I had no idea when we were going to get our studio here that we had a bad tower, okay? So we're just in one of those limbo places, but I want you to hang in there because we're going to be working on getting that glitch fixed in a very short length of time, and we appreciate you folks hanging in there. I am going to continue to look to see if we can get Mario back on the line from China because I want to hear how folks is venting around the world. I think you folks also would like to hear that too. We also want to take a look at our co-hosts, the group homes that also came out from Morrell's Farm and Boys Home. We had BNI Group Home, who also came out. They brought their kids. And our kids still need some work, so I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. We ain't going to hide nothing from you because we at the grassroots level. You know, as soon as them kids got here, they started fighting.
What? I did hear you say that earlier.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Because what happens, even though they're from group homes, sometimes you can only put six in one house and put six in another. But we invited both group homes, so when they all showed up, they got the mad dog in each other. They hadn't, the car hadn't even cooled off, and the boys already had started fighting. I'm like, oh, no. But needless to say, we wasn't turning them away because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We did a smooth intervention. The first thing we did was what we call divide and conquer. It's an old military strategy where you separate or divide the masses so that you can go in and strategically conquer or accomplish your mission.
Oh, okay.
So I took one boy and our gang intervention specialist, Terry, he took the other one. I brought the boy in here and I had him sit down. And I go, look, I'm working on setting up my show and I don't want to hear what happened. He tried to talk to me. I don't want to hear it. Because what happens is, if I heard it, he would continue to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that wasn't going to help none of us.
He was venting, huh?
Right. Okay. So then I looked up and I go, now look, young man, what do you do? You know who we are. Oh, I sing. Oh, well, good. I'm glad I got the right kid. doing, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, I want to talk about how you can travel on your budget, starting with looking for the right airfare, cheapest airfare, of course, and you know, how to find like the car rental, where to stay, and what to do while you're there. Because even when you get there, you gotta eat.
It gotta be fun.
Yeah.
Gotta be fun. You gotta have money left over to do all those things. You don't want to just get there and then kind of be stuck.
Exactly. And we want to have money to when we come back too.
That's right.
I know a lot of times we go places and we spend all.
Don't nobody bring no money back. Come on.
And don't nobody bring no money back for them bills that they got. So that'll be great.
Yeah. Or at least.
A secret? All people can actually bring money back.
Well, you can get a job while you're there. Why not?
Well,
no, I never thought about that. Now, that's an original.
Let's not tell them too much.
Get
people.
A job
let's
while you are there. Okay. Well, but even if you're supposed to be over there on vacation, you pick up a little something. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's different ways to look at it. I mean, you can get a job that pays money, but also you could do something like volunteer.
Here, huh? Wow. Okay. Like, since I'm a celebrity, I can tell them, hey, look, I'll come in and be on your show, but I need a comp ticket to be able to stay in your hotel.
That's right.
Something like that?
Hey, anything's possible.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I like that idea. Okay. That might work. Okay. I'm going to go back over to our station real quick and see if they fixed that little glitch, because we was also really trying to get Mario Cavallo in, okay? But it don't look like that's happening yet right now, but I'm sure it will in no time at all.
Well, I have some questions for Fee because, you know, I am really interested in traveling, and I don't have that much fun saved up and all of that good stuff in order to travel right now, but eventually I'm going to step out. So have you been anywhere outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of places. I've been to Asia, specifically India and Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
And I've also been to Fiji and Lakota. That's really fun.
Okay. How long were you there?
I was there for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different ways to travel. And you could stay at the 5-star resort and have that kind of sheltered experience, or, you know, what I did when I was there.
I'm not good to hold things in either, so that's why I went ahead and called her and, you know, just vented and let it everything out, because I don't want to let it carry over to somebody else that may come in my presence. And I'll be all down and mad and maybe wondering why.
You know what, folks? I just got an interesting call from our engineer, and he wanted to know if we could test our system again because they're trying to get a couple of kinks out. Are we still on now? I'm seeing them talk. Mario, for line 3, are you on? Yes, he's live. The only problem is I don't hear him yet. We're going to keep on trying on that, which is pretty interesting because everything is looking like it's going the way that it's supposed to. But how do we pull up for line 3 for Mario? I guess that's the million-dollar question, okay? Mario is here.
Kyle, you can't hear me right now?
Yeah, we got you. Finally, all right.
You got it, and I'm hearing you also. You have not been dropping out. Are you hearing me okay?
Okay, I got you now, yes.
All right, we're clear as a bell this time through, so now let's get right to it. What are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about venting, okay? We also have Fee Hewing here, who is one of our traveling correspondents, and she loves to travel. She's also one of our actresses. You guys will get a chance to see her on the website. She just came back from New York on a performance. She also performed in our summer event, King of the Cardboard Condo. Very talented young lady, and you'll probably notice when she speaks, she has a very interesting voice. All right? Now, what she does is how to travel like a king and queen on a peasant's budget. Say hello, Fee.
Hello. How are you, Mario?
I'm fine, Fee. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you with us. And back in July, I was in New York myself,
and had a fantastic time down there in Manhattan and looking for all the fabulous little Italian delis where you can save money but still get these fantastic meals, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's such a great city. I mean, so many places to eat and so many things to do.
Hey, Mario, when you traveling, have you ever traveled like a king but you was on a peasant's budget?
I do that often, my friend. I don't like to waste my hard-earned money. I didn't inherit $25 million that I don't appreciate. I work very hard for every dollar I earn, so I try to maximize my value when I spend it.
Wait a minute. Did we catch the listening skills? You got $25 million, though?
In my dreams, my friend.
Oh. Well, since we're talking about Vinton, I really got to know, and you always are a very positive character, but this is going to be probably a little bit out of character. But what do you complain about sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Well, knowing you were going to ask me this question, knowing this was the topic of the day, I ended up writing down five areas of life which are the things which really bother me. And the first, some of which, and this is the key to it, is that recognizing that, hey, if you're going to have something that you're venting about that bothers you in this life, that's okay to recognize that for what it is, but recognize the difference of whether or not it's something that you can do anything about. And so, therefore, whether or not it's worth your time and your energy, except for an occasional venting. I vent and get upset because sometimes life is not fair, and that's an absolute fact. There's people in this world who somehow were dealt a better deck of cards, weren't they? And then there's others who were dealt a rather medium, average deck of cards, and then there's others who just seem to have been born into and or grown through the years into difficult situations, and that's just what the good Lord gives you, and it's not fair. And sometimes it can feel real good to vent about that, but on the other hand, this is not something that you should be venting about where you become this person where you're just venting constantly about these kinds of issues, because these are the things in life that you can't control. Another area that bothers me terribly, I get so upset, is the idea that biblically they call it false witness, is that if someone has said something about you that's bad or paints a bad picture of you that's not true, gives other people a bad impression of you, now you're fighting against the wind and you've done nothing wrong. You very much feel like a victim when someone else has victimized you, has done something to soil your name or your reputation or who you are as a person that you in fact didn't do. That
all
really
right, hold
bothers
on, hold on.
And,
hold
and
on.
As soon as
yeah, hold on,
I
hold
find
on,
myself,
on.
As soon as I find myself in a situation where,
let me
where
see if
I
can get Mario
like that,
to pause.
I just drop the hammer down, you know. I don't let it happen. I don't let it even come close to happening. The third thing that makes me vent, really makes me upset, and I think you mentioned a little bit earlier, and that's this classic bait and switch routine that people pull on you. It's known legally in the sales world as bait and switch, but in fact in the regular world with all kinds of things, people do it all the time. They lead you down the rosy happy road for, you know, this item for $20, and then as soon as you arrive at finally wanting to get that item at $20, they have no interest in selling you that item at $20. What they want to do is they want to switch you up to the $30 or the $40 or $50 item. And again, this has to do with sales. And in fact, in the sales industry, it's been made illegal. But people do it emotionally, too. They lead you emotionally down the road. They're manipulating you. They're bait and switching you in ways that are very, very manipulative. And the thing is that we have to, in this life, get that level of awareness where we need to wake up, be aware, and see and feel and understand when we're looking at a person who is trying to manipulate us. We have to be able to recognize that so that we can get out of it.
Mario, can you stop for a second?
I'm done.
Okay. Because you hit so many awesome topics, sometimes I want to just slow down a little bit so we can kind of breathe on that, because they're very good points, and because my engineer said your voice is too close to the microphone. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So with that, did I get the first one that you don't like people who – the backstabbers? Is that what you just said?
I didn't say the backstabbers. What I said was the bait and switchers, you know. I guess you could say it's a similar kind of thing, because when a person is baiting and switching you, I mean, they're really planning on screwing you without informing you of it.
Okay, and you were also talking about the people who slander your name.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, that's what you meant by backstabber. False witness. People who slander you, people who make up stuff about you that's not true and put it out there and really can cause problems for you in your life when you didn't do it, when you didn't do anything.
You know, I think we all have experienced that, unfortunately. And like I said, in the hood, we just call them backstabbers or haters anyway, okay? But as you know, most of us have a grandmother or somebody in our family that always tells us, look, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all.
Right.
Okay? You know, Mario, it's just really moving to be able to hear you talk, and I can tell what happens when we don't talk for a whole week before we get on the air. You have so much stored up to be able to share. We have a young man also who wanted to come on the line, but we kind of missed him because we were having so many glitches. Dan Rothenberg, and if you're out there, we did hear you, and I'm sure you'll get an opportunity to come on again at a little bit later time, or I look for an email from you, and we can also address some of your concerns that way, okay? All right. What's the fourth one, Mario?
Realizing that you're being manipulated. Someone's giving you a big, bad, ugly sales pitch, whatever it's supposed to be. Whether it's a product or an emotional thing, and people are just manipulating you. And the thing is you've got to learn in your life to have the level of awareness to be able to recognize when someone else is doing that.
Okay, let's hold on. Let's see where he's at. Break this down here. He's talking about people who play you. Ain't that what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to ask the ladies, y'all ever had a smooth-talking guy try to be talking to you, and you're like, oh, my God, he is so smart, and then realize you know he's trying to play you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the time.
But there's an old song, Mario, you might remember this. This one was called "The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game." Mario, you remember that one? Okay. And for you young folks out there, y'all wondering how that worked. Well, what it was, the guy who was trying to talk all those smooth lines because he was really trying to get next to him, he thought he needed to say all these interesting things. The reality was, you guys already knew if y'all was going to let him get some work in or not anyway.
Yeah.
That's called "The Hunter Actually Got Captured by the Game." Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was actually a nice song. I can't remember who actually made that. And if anybody can figure out who actually made that, please call in because I can't remember it anymore. Okay. Hey, Mario, so what was the fifth one?
I think that was it. I think we were right there. We were right there at the end there. The last one was that, when you're being played, when you're being manipulated. And I love the fact that after a few years on planet Earth, you know, I'm not a young chicken anymore, that when I can stand there and look at somebody and I can just real quickly get that red flag popping up and looking at this person, knowing that they think that they're going to start taking me down this road of theirs, and they just don't have the power to do it, but they don't know that. So that's when that's when you're in charge.
I love that. I love that. Sounds to me like you've also been the played the player. My son calls it game recognized game.
Oh yeah, that sounds real.
Okay.
That sounds real.
Mario, before we let you go, and I appreciate your stick to this through all the glitches that we're having. Tell us about the show that we have been trying our best to get you to come in and help us co-host. That segment, what is that going to be about?
I think you're talking about this segment we're talking about doing on wellness and health, aren't you, Al?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about it a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, when people hear the word health, you know, they might, their minds too often quickly go to two things, which is just, oh, yeah, I need to eat better. And I need to exercise. You know, these are the two things, the diet and the exercise that they come to. And unfortunately, first of all, there's no such thing as a diet, you know. It's calories in and calories out, you know. If you take in 3,000 calories in a day and you only burn 2,500, guess what? You're going to gain weight because you're taking in more calories than you're burning. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the word, you know, diet or go on a diet. It's just about it's just about those counting those calories. And the thing is that it just goes far beyond that to wellness, to the idea of saying, oh, I'm not supposed to eat fat. Well, it's a lot more than I'm not supposed to eat too much fat, because comments like this are generalizations. I'm just giving you a couple of quick examples. We have to be very, very careful when people in the health world make generalizations and say, oh, you should do this or you shouldn't do that, or, you know, or when they make generalizations and the opposite, which is extreme comments. So you should never drink milk. So, or you should drink milk. These kind of comments are way too general. So, I have no idea how much milk, based on what you just told me, I should be drinking. And it does make an enormous difference, or how many times a week I should eat meat, or how many times a week I should eat pasta. When anybody says should or shouldn't without qualifying it, I get a little bit afraid. And over the years, I'm really interested in my health. You know, I'm going to be 50 years old in just a few months. So I over the years have friends in the health and wellness industry, in the anti-aging industry, and for my own health, I do things that are wellness practices. I specifically know what they are. It's part of what I do when I coach executives on stress management and health. And I'm just saying to you that people need the details, the truth, not the hype marketing garbage that you see on TV that people are saying to you. It's all the stuff they're leaving out that they're trying to, just because they're trying to get you to buy their product or service. That's marketing. That's not reality. Reality is the real things that have to do with wellness of your body and your mind and even your spirit, to have a balanced and healthy life and to be a productive and a person at your full potential as much as that's possible. And that's what, when I say health, I mean in that much broader sense of your whole body, your whole mind, the whole balance in your life, with the details that people really need to know what they're supposed to be doing to have wellness and happiness even in their life.
Well, it's very clear. The show that you're going to be bringing on is going to really help enrich folks' lives physically and emotionally as well. I think it's going to be a really exciting time for a lot of folks in the Northern Hemisphere as well as in China. Have we decided on a time or date when you're actually going to start? I know you're doing a lot of traveling right now, setting a lot of things up.
We're going to talk about that real soon, my friend, but let's not make a date on the air right now, because who knows what can happen here in the short term with so many other projects we've got on the table. Let's reserve making a public announcement on that date right now, but everybody knows that the 100% intent and commitment is there, and we're going to do this. And we're going to,
I love the suspense.
Bring people to that health in their body and the mind and the emotions, because it all goes together. It all goes together. I already want to start talking about it. I got to keep quiet now.
Well, for you listeners out there, you know, that's what dramatic arts is about. Now that we've wet your whistle, we've set up the drama, I've asked Mario, and he ain't giving it up yet on when he's actually going to start it, but it will be coming up sometime soon in the near future. Real quick, Mario, before we let you go, how's the weather?
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm down here in the south of China, down even way south of Hong Kong, in the tropical area down in Hainan Island, and today it's a sunny 25 degrees. That's centigrade. I'm in the west, so that's about 80 degrees where you are. It's fabulous weather. Hey, I want to shoot for 3 weeks on that show, okay? I just gave you a word.
All right, you guys heard it. These are already archived shows, so we'll be able to hold Mario to that. That means just as we get ready for Christmas time and get ready to go into the New Year's with our New Year's resolutions, Mario will be there to help you guys out. I want to thank you again, Mario, for calling in and your patience to getting on the line from so far away. You're a tremendous asset, not only to the people that are surround you, but the people who chime in on the air who are looking for some physical and spiritual uplifting.
Al, great to be here. And remember, you want to take a moment to vent? Go ahead, take a moment to vent. But when you're done venting, recognize that you're venting about something that you either can change or you can't change. And if it's something that's life that you can't change, then don't keep venting about it. Let it go and move on. And keep going forward.
Well, thank you again, Mario. And he's taking the words right out of my mouth. That means we're both on the same page. Have a wonderful afternoon. And,
Mario.
Bye. Bye-bye. Stay safe, nice. Okay? Welcome to the show, T. Ewing. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Bye now. Looks like we have a young man on the line. I think it's on our other show there, who is trying to actually contact us. I don't know if you're there right now. We want to give you the call-in number for BBS Radio out there. I would like for you to call us in on that number and start getting used to it as we are working towards switching over. So that number is, I don't remember the call-in number. How is that for a host don't remember his own call-in number? I know it's out here somewhere, but it's 818. No, that's not the one. How about 888? Yeah, that's the one. 815-975-5795. And if that don't work, I'm going to have a new one for you in two and two.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want you to hang in there, and you guys just got through listening to Mario Cavallo. Mario Cavallo, way over there on the other side of the world, who, as you guys probably know, never at a loss for words, okay? That's a for sure thing. I think Mario Cavallo not only is talented, but a gifted individual. And y'all know he's supposed to be playing us a song, too. I think it's important that I give you guys this call-in number so that you'll be able to get in on the line. And I haven't done that. I know that there's many other people trying to get in on us. So if you give me two and two, I'll let you know. It's 888-815-9756, and we're on Station 1. You're going into Grassroots Talks. And I'm looking forward to asking you guys to come in, hang in there with us, and let me know what you want to vent about, okay? I think that's just really important. This is your time to shine, okay? You know how people say, oh, he's so negative, oh, he's so negative. Not right now. Just go ahead and let it go, because that's the subscription for you, all right? So with that in mind, V, do you ever get upset about something? What makes you mad?
Sometimes I get mad when I feel like people are trying to cheat me.
Oh, the cheaters.
The cheaters.
Yeah, now that's one that definitely gets to me, the cheaters, okay? What about prejudice people?
Definitely, too.
Does that bother you, too?
That bothers me.
Yeah, you know, are you prejudiced?
No.
You sure? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
How do you know? You know, the reality of I heard a lot of people say, you know, you prejudice about something. You prejudice about something.
I think that's just part of human nature.
Ah, okay, so let's get to it.
We try our best not to be prejudiced, but...
Sometimes we are, but what are we prejudiced about? I'm prejudiced against idiots. I do not like idiots, and I can't help it, okay? But the big question I keep asking myself, do stupid people know they're stupid?
No.
They don't?
I don't think
so. Maybe that's why they continue with that behavior, huh?
That's right.
And I know that's a really, really strong statement, and you psychologists are out there probably... just turning over, okay, dropping your books in the floors and spilt your tea. But that's a big question. Do stupid people know that they are stupid, okay? You know what else I don't like? I don't like crackheads. They bother me. You know, you pull up to the sidewalk, I mean to the corner, and you're just sitting there minding your own business, waiting for the light to change, and then they come on and want to wipe your car off. Okay, great, wipe off my windows, it's cool. Then they hold out their hand. I didn't recruit you to come do this, okay? If I'd have knew that was happening on the street, I wouldn't be there, okay? So I don't like that stuff at all.
At least that one didn't throw the money back at you. I know some that'll throw the money back at you, and that's something that I don't like, definitely.
Oh, people that ain't satisfied?
Yes.
Oh, speaking of that, I don't like it where it's like mandatory. You got to give somebody 15% when you go to a restaurant.
I know.
Wait a minute. You already got an hourly wage. I mean, I think I do a pretty decent job. I should be getting a tip, too. You know, come on, all right? That ain't cool.
Yeah,
I don't like
not,
that. Fee, do you like to pay tips?
Well, if someone did a great service, then, you know, I'd like to tip them. But if someone doesn't do a good service, I don't think it's mandatory.
But do you like to be forced to be paid a tip?
Forced? I don't like to be forced to do anything.
Okay. So, yeah, and that's something I just don't like. People say, well, that's just the social... accepted way. Well, who wrote the book on how to act socially, okay? I'm not too cool with that one, okay? Also, I don't like people who think they know everything. You ever been a know-it-all?
Yes, I have.
Man. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, y'all just heard me sit up and complain all day, but you guys probably thought about some things that you're not cool with either, and I totally understand but it was okay to vent. But as now as you're getting ready to go into the Thanksgiving holiday time, and you know what Thanksgiving's about, it's to take a look at the things that you are thankful for. All right, so you want to end this way after this show is over and take a look at the things that you are grateful for, the things that you really like. That's where we're going to be going into in our second hour. And as I get ready to close out, I'm going to thank our engineer out there, Don, for hanging in there with us with
the technical
glitches. You know what he told me when we had to go and have a conversation about our technical stuff while you guys were still going? He goes, get a bunch of servers, okay? And then you won't have that problem. You know, and I'm kind of feeling that, okay? So.
Oh, okay, okay. A bunch of servers. I hope they ain't that expensive because, you know, nowadays servers can be a little bit expensive, huh?
That's right.
Well, that's cool that we're going to get ready to start thinking about the things that we're thankful for. Because we could complain all day, can't we?
That's right. But then after all the complaining's done, we have to be thankful for what we do have and the people that are in our life that we appreciate.
That is true. And that's what this time is for, especially I believe that the holiday season is made for just to remind us about family, and not only family, but those who may not have the little things, you know. It's the little things that really make a big difference during this time.
That's right.
Yeah. Continues to keep us thankful and happy, and it could be as simple as having a little cupcake or something like that if you can't have that big Thanksgiving turkey and ham.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you haven't ate for a while. But it's just a good thing. It's a real good thing.
Well, what I would like for you to do, Ms. Love, before we go into our next second hour here, I'd like for you to close this off by doing what a lot of people are supposed to do at Thanksgiving. You know what you're supposed to do? Now, you notice I always say, warrior, stay ready.
Okay.
Before you get to eat, you know what you're supposed to do before you eat?
Yep.
Say a prayer for our audience, okay?
Okay.
Do that. Thank you very much.
All righty. Well, I'm going to close off the first hour of this show definitely right now and just thanking God. So all the listeners, bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now thanking you for this opportunity, Lord God. Just thanking you for being able to reach people through the internet and through the ways that you have provided us with, Lord God, because we know all of these things are only possible through you. We want to ask that as we go into this second hour, Lord, you touch people's hearts, you open their minds and open their hearts to see the little things in life, Lord God, so that you can remind us of what we are here for and what we're thankful for, Lord God. It's not always the big things and it's not always the things that you do in our lives, Lord God, but it's the things that we already have that we don't even recognize sometimes because we're just so in this world, Lord God. But right now, touch people's hearts and open their minds and their eyes and ears, Lord God, so that they can see here and so that they can also be aware of the small things that you have placed in their lives, Lord. We're getting ready to be involved with our families and be involved with our friends during this holiday season, Lord God. We're going to come across people that aren't as blessed as we are, Lord God, and just move on us to maybe hand them a little something because we know that you will be our provider. We want to thank you for replacing the things in our lives and keeping us lifted and being graceful and peaceful, Lord God, with us. And closing, Lord God, I just want to thank you for being all that you are and for staying with us even through the things that we know we're not supposed to do, Lord God. You still walk with us, and you still keep us lifted, and we just want to thank you for that. And we want to thank you for this opportunity also, Lord God, and ask that you continue to move in us and continue to allow our listeners and us to grow. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And also, I would like to go ahead and play a little bit of music for you guys as we go into our next hour.
So as we are closing out, I do want you guys to know that it's really important that you guys continue to listen to our show and hopefully we'll be inspired.